Hello and welcome to Are You Connected, episode number 54. Today is September the 9th, 2012, and it's Jenny Ashby speaking. And from way down the other side of Victoria, I have Lois. How are you, Lois?
I'm good, thanks, Jenny. Not that far away. The other side of Melbourne, that's all. So, nice weather. The spring weather is slowly improving, off and on.
Yeah, it's a bit like traditional spring, that it can be four seasons in one day, isn't it?
Absolutely. One minute it freezes you and next minute the sun's out and it's not too bad at all.
Because we had that long drought for over a decade, I think we forgot what usual weather's like.
I think we did. It's so wet here. We've got ducks, we've got swamp hens, we've got rails, we've got water birds, and this is just in my backyard.
Oh, well.
Never mind.
That's good. Some good things. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about one-to-one programs.
We are going to.
One or not, Lois?
Well, yes, and this is something that's going round and round and round in my mind because I was fairly keen on getting a one-to-one program up in my school for next year. And we're having all those teething problems that you do when you want to start something new, especially that involves a lot of money like this does.
Mm.
And then I suddenly thought, oh, do I even really want to do this anymore? Or would I rather have less, and we're talking about iPads in this case, would I rather have less iPads and have them in more rooms and let the teachers have more time to use them well and then perhaps think about one-to-one in another year's time?
Yeah, we have them both ways because we have some of our devices in pods of them for a class to use, not one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
We have our iPads and our netbooks are both one-to-one.
Yeah, see, that's a lot of one-to-one, isn't it?
So I've been able to look at it and think to myself, you know, how is it working the best or how can it work the best? And I've been having thoughts about it as well.
Well, one of the things that made me really think about it was that yesterday, Friday, I was showing a teacher from Irimple around our school and we were looking at the different ways we use voice in the school. And I walked across to the new Burr building, which is the building we'd probably like to put some mobile units in because it's not very, it doesn't have space for desktop computers. You know, the classrooms are small, they're meant for, it's got that mobile space, you know, where children can move out into an open area and they can work together and they can go back to their classroom. So iPads would be ideal. And we walked over there and one of the teachers was using the iPads he'd borrowed from me, which is just 10. And I was just so impressed with the way the kids were using the space and using the iPads and working together. And they only had 10 iPads in a class of nearly 30. And I thought, these are working really well. And this is nice because you have to think about what you're going to do. The kids work together. They're working in teams. If they had their own iPad, would they be working together in that way? You know, would they feel like doing what they were doing there where they didn't have ownership of the item but shared it?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, if you're working in groups and you're on big pieces of paper, everyone doesn't have their own piece of paper.
No.
So I suppose it's the same analogy and I guess it's the way you use them, isn't it? Because I guess you could use them in a one-to-one in lots of different ways, but one-to-one for somehow to me seems to have teachers all using, because we've all got one, we might as well all use it at the one time.
And they all do the same thing?
And we all tend to be doing the same thing or similar. So to me it makes us actually go backward on our teaching pedagogies, can do a little bit. So and we're also thinking about the dollars that you need to have a one-to-one program going and how sustainable it is.
Yes.
And, we aren't in a position where we could go BYOD, bring your own device, and hand it over to parents to be paying for it. So we're looking at perhaps not being one-to-one, but perhaps being many-to-one, as in the classroom there are many different types of devices students can use. And if we share it around all our one-to-one gadgets, netbooks, iPads,
yeah,
laptops, We can have a classroom that has laptops, iPads, iPods and netbooks.
All at different times?
All different sorts in the classroom being used at different times by different students for different purposes.
So it's sort of this area which is, you know, you go and choose the device that you need for that task or that lesson. And you can have one-to-one if you need it, or you could have groups of three children working if that suits your purpose better.
Yeah, or as we often do, I don't know about you, but I often have 3-to-1 going.
I do.
You know, three screens going, and I know when the grades 5, 6 has had a netbook and an iPad, they would sometimes have both on, and they're using both quite well together.
Mm, we don't have that many devices that we can actually let our kids do that yet. But
well, I could see if we spread out all our gadgets that in a classroom, these students are doing this, and this other group are doing something else, and not everyone is actually needing to use electronics at once.
Yeah, I could see how that would work.
It might help also with something that also can be very costly, and they really don't think we've got enough money to cover it well enough, and that is the Wi-Fi systems in the schools.
Yeah, well, see, I'm concerned about the money. I'm concerned that, you know, the way that people are, that the quotes I've been getting are for the school to lease the iPads and then to lease them back to the parents, and the parents pay them, you recoup the money. But I can imagine that's an awful lot of work for our bursars and our... And I can't imagine that it always works smoothly.
And it all depends which area you're living in and where your school is as to what percentage you'll pay.
Well, this is
And you can't have children not using things because perhaps their parents haven't paid. You've got to have...
That's right.
Money for everyone and everyone being able to use the... technology in the school, so there's a lot to weigh up, isn't there?
Well, there is, and it's that same old, it's exactly the same as the voluntary fees or, you know, where people contribute towards the book list items that the children buy. They don't all pay, but you can't deny the children those things. They still have to use them, so the school has to cover that, don't they?
Yep, and I think with one-to-one or not to one-to-one, I think it actually really is not everything suits every school. And different ways to use these ICT in the school will suit different schools depending on the makeup of the school and the student population.
And
that could be true within a school, different classes.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
Different age groups and perhaps different teachers. They may need to be rolled out in a different way that is going to enhance the use of them. Do with who's using them and who's supervising the use of them.
And then my next big question is too, I mean, one of the reasons I was keen to go one-to-one and have the children take them home is that the management issue. So if you send the iPad home, you know, supposedly you're sending the iPad home with the person who's managing it, and so then that becomes less of a workload for one person, because at the moment I do all the managing of the iPads, and even though we only have 25 of them, for example, that's quite a bit of work every term to get them up and running.
Have you got a syncing cart?
No.
No, so that makes it a lot harder.
Yes. So do you have a syncing cart, Jenny?
I don't have a syncing cart either.
No, and are you the manager? Do you do all the management?
No, but if we were in a situation where we were... the managers, that would be the thing I would be getting on my budget.
Yeah, so maybe that's more important at this stage than going one-to-one.
Yeah.
And
at the start of this year, I had to upgrade them all.
Yes, I've done that twice now, I think.
Did I use Code X? Is that what it was called?
Xcode.
Xcode. And I got through about 40 in 2 hours, I remember. It was
I haven't had any luck with Xcode or Configurator.
Yeah.
If I get those working, that would help, I know. But, you know, by the time I've fiddled with it, it's actually quicker to just set it up and do them one by one half the time. And I bring them home and then I go out and do the washing, or I go and do something and just run them through one at a time. But
yes, it's good because it allowed them to all be doing it at the same time.
It just didn't work for me. It did once, I think, but I didn't work the next time. But see, and now we've got volume licensing. So that's a whole lot of... That's another lot of issues, isn't it?
And also a big job for me is going to be to actually audit every iPad and see how much software is fully licensed, how much perhaps isn't fully licensed, what's been redeemed, what hasn't been redeemed. There are iTunes accounts with money sitting in there that hasn't been spent yet. It's going to take a big audit.
So I think with volume licensing, we'll have to use Configurator, won't we? And then that checks which things is licensed and which ones aren't and updates them accordingly. And so if you've got something free that was free for a short time, you won't be able to use that again.
Yeah, if it's no longer free anymore.
Yeah, that's right. It'll say this: you don't have a license for this, you haven't paid for it, so that will go off. But if you're using volume licensing, won't you have to have a manager?
With the volume licensing, I was actually filling in our registration today for that.
Yes.
And it does allow you to have one manager and then set up other managers who can also use it to purchase.
Right. But how do you get that software? So it's for 20. Don't you buy them in software in lots of 20? Is that right?
I don't think it's actually meant for syncing lots of iPads. I think it's still really set up as a personal device so that you purchase, say, 20 of the one app, and you give out codes to students and they get a code and then they redeem the code and get the software on their iPad. That's how it works.
Okay.
Which is similar to the gifting.
Yes.
Similar to gifting, except you're just giving them a code. So it's very similar, except the code, I'm assuming, will then work if you are wanting to sync it.
So just trying to think this through. So if my 20 iPads, I will get 20 licenses, I will have to put the code, I'll have to log in on each iTunes account to redeem the software for each iPad?
Well, if you wanted to do it that way, the other way would be you would volume purchase, say, 20.
Yes.
And then download it once.
Yes.
And you would just sync them all to that, keep your receipt and everything as you would be gifting.
Yep.
And you can use that for your auditing.
Yep.
Yep. That's what people have been doing.
Yep. That'll work. Okay, good. All right.
So that's interesting. The other thing, of course, with the volume purchasing licensing that we're not really thinking about, but the apps are meant to be much cheaper.
Yes, they are. I think they're up to 50% cheaper, aren't they?
Yeah, so that would be a bonus, won't it? And it'll be interesting to see, because they don't just automatically all end up in the volume purchasing plan. The developers actually have to decide, well, I want to put my app into the education store.
Okay.
Volume purchasing plan. I want to put it in there.
Of course.
I don't have to put it in there.
Oh, okay. So that's another issue, isn't it?
It's for us to investigate, and we haven't got in that far, to investigate and see what apps are actually in there,
That's part of the audit.
What if you've already purchased a whole heap of that app and now it's half price?
Well, I haven't because this is my year of the all free apps, so I'm ready to move forward now that volume licensing is in.
Then you'll have to really investigate it and work out what your budget will be.
And, yes, and we've got a fairly clear idea now of which we want to make some of our core apps. Like I think we're more focused for having done this on which ones we use and which ones work well for us.
Mm.
So that's a good thing. But yes,
and you want to have your accounts for each iPad, because otherwise if you just gave students codes, they could redeam them
in their own. Yes.
And you'd lose the purchase of the app.
Which is what we talked about in our last Are You Connected, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The importance of having an iTunes account at school for those iPads.
Yeah, for each one.
Yeah.
There's all lots of things to consider, aren't there?
There are.
Lots of things to consider.
If you're
doing a student-managed program, the biggest things to consider, particularly if the students are primary school age,
yes,
and perhaps even for some secondaries, you really do need a very good parental
support.
Support.
They need to know how the iTunes accounts work, and they need to be prepared to check what the kids are doing and all those things, don't they?
Yeah, they need to be supervising.
That's our timer, Jen.
Well, that means we're finished for today. Nice little chat about one-to-one or not and loan licensing. I'm sure by the time we make our next podcast, Are You Connected, Lois, we'll know a lot more.
Yes. Well, decisions probably will be made by then.
And even next week on the 12th, I think here it's actually the 13th, 3 a.m. Thursday morning, you'll be up, won't you, Lois?
Yes, I think I might be. Is it the 12th? Yes, the 13th. So that's the iPhone, the announcements from Apple.
Yeah, the announcements from Apple.
And that's the one I'm looking forward to because I want to know what the new iPhone's going to be.
Yeah, or if they are announcing the new iPhone, whatever they are announcing.
Well, yes, there'll be tears if there's not.
Thanks for today, Lois, and thanks to all our listeners for listening. And we'll see you next time on Are You Connected? Bye for now.
Thanks, Jen. That was great. Enjoy your holidays, as I'll enjoy mine in Perth.
Oh, Teach Meet next Saturday before then.
Yes, Teach Meet. And you're presenting there? Your little presentation?
In Melbourne, yes. Little Petra Kucha.
Yep, and it's at Warana Park Primary School, isn't it?
It is.
And then I'm off to Perth and the ACEC conference at the end, beginning of October there, which is right at the end of the holidays.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
See you, Jen. Bye.